of you that may have missed it in my monthly updates, in May, I'm holding a Lacey's book club of sorts. I am going to be taking some naughty inspiration from literotica stories that catch my eye. And I can't guarantee you that these are my favorite stories or even stories I've read in their entirety. Sometimes I might just get a paragraph or two in and an audio inspiration will take me away. I will still include the literotica link for my inspired tales, but don't be surprised if my stories go on a completely different tangent. I just figured you might enjoy an added little extra element of naughtiness, a story for you to read in addition to listening to whatever tale I might come up with. And if you have your own literotica favorites that you might want to share with me for some inspiration, feel free to send them my way for this naughty month of May. How did I come up with the idea for this super stroker extreme? Well, I guess I should start at the beginning. I'm different from other women. Built different, that is. And I'm not just talking about my massive, gravity-defying natural tits. I'm talking about my pussy. It's not tight. Well, men seem to think it feels good. It still clings to every toy or cock I've had inside it. It just doesn't feel tight to me when I'm being fucked. And I can't come without the feeling of my pussy being stretched to its limit. I need something big, and I mean really fucking massive, to orgasm. Mainstream toys don't do it. Most cocks can't even do it. And using nightsticks, baseball bats, and bowling pins to give me the stretch I need to come just aren't feasible for the long term. Thankfully, I found the perfect cock for my pussy. Maybe that's where I should start. How my husband and I found each other. It's definitely not your average love story. He was dating my college roommate, Marcy. Her and I got paired up third year. We didn't really get along much. We were complete opposites. She was quiet and mousy and very religious. I was loud and wild and hedonistic as they come. Yes, I was a slut in college. But I was on the hunt for a dick that could satisfy my unique pussy, and I knew college was my best chance at finding it. I didn't think much of Marcy's boyfriend when I met him. He was good-looking, which surprised me. Tall, well-built, broad, very masculine. I often wondered what a guy like him was doing with her, but I figured there must be something wrong with him for putting up with her. At first, I was dismissive of him, barely sparing him a glance when he would stop by to take Marcy out or walk her to class. I guess looking back, I kind of started our rivalry, calling him whipped under my breath one day when he did something particularly pathetic that Marcy had ordered him to. It was just too hard to bite my tongue, seeing him so submissive to her. He didn't even seem the type. The next day, he called me a bimbo under his breath when he saw what I was wearing to the frat party that night. Things just got worse from there. The insults weren't muttered under our breath any longer. He began referring to me solely as bimbo. And I just called him whipped. I'd tell him how pathetic he was whenever I saw him, which wasn't often, really. And he'd tell me about all the guys who were bragging about fucking me, the college bimbo, as if that would bother me at all. It was obvious we didn't like each other. But our hostilities grew exponentially as the pressures of fourth year mounted, and I was having less and less luck finding cocks big enough to make me come. He was an easy target for my frustrations, and I for his, because he was giving just as good as he got. It also irritated me that a guy like him, good-looking and smart, let Marcy walk all over him, that he was still dating her after so long. She was the dullest, most selfish, homely-looking girl. I don't know why I cared, but that just fueled my irritation towards him. Until one day, I entered our dorm room to see Marcy's boyfriend rummaging around in her drawers. "What the fuck are you doing, Whipped?" I asked. He seemed embarrassed at being caught at first, gripping something in his fist, and then replied, "Mind your fucking business, bimbo. This is my fucking room. Don't tell me what to do," I said, storming up to him and poking a finger into his massive pectoral muscle. Seeing the tampon box in Marcy's open drawer, it wasn't the first time she'd sent him on a mission to grab feminine supplies for her while she was in class. What sort of girl does that? Like she couldn't just carry a tampon in her purse like the rest of us. Her boyfriend stood his ground, scowling at me. "I am not in the mood today, bimbo," he growled back. And as big and imposing as he was, I knew in my core this guy would never physically hurt me. So I didn't hesitate to keep goading him. "Aw, a little pent up, 'cause the Virgin Marcy is on the rag," I said, glaring at the blue and yellow box in her nightstand drawer. "Too bad I despise you, or I could have helped you out," I teased.
"Gee, thanks, but I like my women
cold and untouched," I bit out, cutting off his words.
"STD-free," he added without missing a beat.
"Fuck you," I bit back. "I never fuck without a condom."
"Even your professors," he snapped back just as quickly.
"You fucking asshole! Don't take your sexual frustrations out on me!"
"You fucking wish, bimbo."
I have to say, it was hot seeing him in his element, giving as good as he got. He never showed this side of himself with Marcy. But of course, I wasn't going to let him win. "Me? I wish?" I laughed, running my hand over his cock, which I intended to do purely as shock value. But I was the one shocked by both what I felt and by his reaction, immediately grabbing my wrist and yanking my hand up off his crotch. Oddly, his cheeks were ruddy with embarrassment. That is, before I started to laugh out loud and uncontrollably. Then his expression turned hostile again. "What the fuck?" he growled. Oh, I had to catch my breath from laughing so hard before I could reply. "If you're trying to impress me with that sock you're packing, Whipped, try again." His confusion was evident in his high-pitched reply. "You think this is fake?" he asked, grabbing his crotch. I laughed even harder then, gripping my sides and my stomach. "Please! You're making my sides ache from laughing!" he growled angrily, stepping fully into me, sandwiching me between his big body and Marcy's nightstand, which my ass was now rested against, and feeling his bulge grinding against my belly. His hard bulge. "Does that feel like a fucking sock?" I nodded, still chuckling, but intrigued, grinding myself back against the hardness pressed into me. It was as much instinctive as it was curiosity.
"I wouldn't keep that up if I were you, bimbo," he growled in warning.
Aw, think I'm afraid of your big bad sock?
Don't push me, bimbo.
There's an easy enough way to prove you're a liar, Whipped. And before he could stop me, I grabbed the waistband of his pants and his boxers and tugged them down. Needless to say, both of us were shocked. Him, that I'd make such a bold move, and me, at that monster schlong that tumbled out of his pants. Thick and long and semi-hard, too. I couldn't stop myself from reaching out to wrap my fingers around it. Well, try to wrap my fingers around it. They didn't even make it halfway around his girth. You expect me to believe this is real? I stammered once I realized my error. It was, indeed, all real. And the biggest fucking cock I'd ever seen or held in my life. He let out a stifled moan and a soft growl. And for the first time, he looked dangerously on edge. You better get your hand off my dick if you know it's good for you, he said. But it almost sounded like a plea to my ears. Oh, I think I know what's good for me, I replied, slowly gliding my hand up his long length. You really are a fucking bimbo, he growled, picking me up, plopping my ass down hard on the nightstand, before reaching up under my skirt and ripping my thong panties clearly off my body. Instinctively, my thighs spread open. Fuck, it's like you're asking for it, he growled, fighting his own frustration, barely able to control his urges. I was just as frustrated that this big, massive dick that was now rock hard and bigger than my forearm wasn't already inside me. You don't even know how to use that thing, do you, Whipped? I goaded him. He cursed then, grabbing the base of his dick, lining up the fat, apple-sized head of his man-meat up with my pussy entrance. Still holding back, though. Don't fucking push it, bimbo. You won't like what you get. He grit out between clenched teeth. He was wound up so fucking tight he was trembling to keep control. Oh, really? I won't? I teased him once again.
Fuck!
He growled savagely before stepping further into me, pushing his cockhead past my tight entrance.
Yes?
I yelped and gasped, feeling such a huge intrusion into my dripping pussy. But those were good sounds. Granted, he didn't know that.
Tell me to stop. Now!
He growled, fighting to keep control. Not a fucking chance, Whipped. I bit back, wrapping my legs around him, pulling him into me. And that was it. He started to push inches upon inches of that 2x4 of a dick up into my pussy. And yeah, my pussy was finally tight around his dick. I clung to him, clawing at his shoulders, trying to get as much of him inside me as I could, frantically grinding down on his cock, begging for it, faster, deeper. Despite his desperate attempts to ease into me.
Fuck me! Give it to me, you bastard!
I growled in frustration. And even though he shook his head in disbelief, he did as I asked, finally pulling almost all the way out and then slamming all of what must have been 16 hard, throbbing inches of man-meat up into my pussy. I did scream then. Tears of joy welling in my eyes. I'd never had dick this good. From my haze, I could hear Whipped rambling off apologies, trying to pull out from inside my pussy, but my thighs clamped down around him hard, and I did my best to bounce my pussy back down onto him. It was just so fucking good, stretching me out like never before.
He slid back in all the way, and I gasped, trembling and moaning. I'm gonna come. Please, please make me come.
He was beyond shocked, but he wasn't a stupid man. He could see the ecstasy in my face, feel that my orgasm was cresting, and that spurred him on to finally let go and fuck me like he wanted, burying his shaft to the base, hitting my rib cage, causing my tits to practically bounce out of my sweater with each deep thrust. He was whimpering and panting and growling. Fuck, oh my fucking God, you're taking me, all of me. How is it possible you're taking all of my cock? The awe and delight in his words wasn't missed on me. And then he was coming too, blasting my insides with a volcanic eruption of cum, gripping me into him so that I had no choice but to take it all while he was buried deep up inside me. Not that I would have let him pull out for anything in the world. We were both struggling just to breathe when I heard Marcy's irritating voice from down the hall. I knew it hadn't registered with him yet, but I bolted into action, slipping off the nightstand, kicking my ripped pair of panties under my bed, wriggling my skirt down, and squeezing my body out from between the nightstand and his big, still trembling form, grabbing a tampon as I did, stomping towards the door as Marcy opened it, throwing the tampon at her chest once she walked through the door. Next time, get your own fucking tampons. And don't send your pathetic boyfriend to our room, I said, storming out and slamming the door behind me, mostly to give Whipped some extra seconds to get his cock tucked back in his pants before she noticed. I heard Marcy say, "What the fuck's her problem this time?" as the door was just closing. But I was still shaking from head to toe, trying to come to grips with what just happened, and to keep the flood of cum her boyfriend had pumped into me from globbing out of my pussy as I waddle-walked to the shared bathroom facilities down the hall, hoping I wasn't leaving a Hansel and Gretel trail of cum drops as I did. That was the best fuck I'd ever had, and the best and biggest cock I'd ever seen or felt, beating any of my previous cock records by a landslide. And that amazing fucking cock belonged to Marcy. Days later, Marcy nonchalantly mentioned that she broke up with her boyfriend, not offering me any details. Like I said, we weren't close like that. But I doubted that he told her what happened between us. I was glad they weren't together anymore, but pissed that he never even said a word to me afterwards. Not even a nasty one. Did he really think I was a bimbo that just liked to get fucked? Fine, I was. But that was only because I was searching for the perfect cock. And fuck if he didn't have it. And I fucking wanted it. Wanted the wild side I'd seen of him. I wanted his cock now. I stormed into his dorm room, not sure what I was going to say or do. Thankfully, he was alone, startled by my entrance. What the fuck, bimbo? Don't fucking call me that! Fine, he corrected himself, looking a little guilty. What should I fucking call you then? Size queen? At least you know it fits, I replied. He stood up abruptly from behind his desk. I could see the heat in his eyes as he stalked towards me. I knew he was remembering what happened between us the last time we were together. His room was different from mine and Marcy's, where we had two single beds on either side of the room. He had a bunk bed with a wooden ladder on one side that he shared with his roommate, and then a large, double-sided desk on the other side of the room. I might need a reminder of that, he replied, with my back now pressed up against the wooden ladder, his big body in front of me once more. I don't think your girlfriend would like that, I added. I can be a jealous bitch at times, by the way. Good thing I'm in the market for a new one,
"Think you got what it takes, Size Queen?" he asked. And in the next instant, our lips locked onto each other, tongues plunged into one another's mouths. We were ripping at our clothes. I needed to get my hands on his massive dick again. I wanted it in my mouth, too. I barely needed to bend my head to reach the massive tip of it as I started to suck. Sadly, I didn't get enough of a taste before he turned me around to give him access to the zipper of my skirt, sliding it and my panties off. "Great ass, by the way, Size Queen," he teased, then lifted me up a step or two on the ladder, so his cock was right where he needed it to be. I had one leg on the mattress, one on the ladder, my huge tits crammed between one rung as he impaled me from behind in one hard, long thrust. "Fuck, I knew you'd be ready for me. I've been dying to get my dick back up into this pussy," he growled. I could barely talk, barely catch my breath. He got so deep in this position, the girth and the length of him literally took my breath away. When I didn't reply, he leaned down against my ear in concern. "You okay?" I nodded. "More than okay. I love your cock." "Fuck! You can't say that and not have me just want to ram you with it, bimbo! Lacey?" And I smiled, looking back at him. "Good. I love your cock. Please pound me. Please." That did it. He fucked me hard and deep on that ladder, till both of the bunk beds were rattling against the wall, and we were both warning each other that we were going to come again. It ended very similar to the first time, me with another belly full of cum, this time with the addition of ladder marks on my tits. And I walked away with a new boyfriend, too. And a few years after that, a fiancé. And now, decades later, you guessed it, whipped from college, is mine forever. He's the man I ended up marrying. I wasn't going to let a cock like that slip through my fingers. Although, I guess this doesn't really tell you how I got the inspiration for the super stroker extreme, does it? But don't worry, there's more to come.